Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
New basketball court being built by Youth Basketball Association in Gillette. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. The Wyoming Youth Basketball Association, a Gillette-based nonprofit organization, is building a full-size gym with 6 basketball hoops. The group is currently doing a crowd fundraising campaign to raise money for the equipment, according to the Gillette News Record. The old Sign Boss building on Sinclair Street and Highway 59 is the site for the new basketball court. When it's finished, it will be another asset in growing sports tourism in Campbell County while allowing more opportunities for young people to participate in sports. About 5 years ago, Kevin Couch and Dana Miller had daughters who were playing on different basketball teams in Gillette. Both teams went down to Denver to play in a tournament, and they ended up playing each other twice. Couch said, "We did not drive 5.5 hours to play ourselves twice. We could have done that for free in Gillette." Additionally, they felt there wasn't equal opportunity for kids to sign up for basketball, Miller said. In the summer of 2020, the basketball program at the Gillette College was eliminated, so there was an empty gym in the Pronghorn Center, and Liz Lewis and Jamie Rayback, the coach and assistant coach of the women's college basketball team, were available. Miller and Couch reached out to the two coaches who took the idea and ran with it. Starting out, the organization offered local kids a chance to participate in basketball camps and skills sessions. It's since grown to have several teams for kids in 3rd through 8th grades and now hosts tournaments in the Camplex Wyoming Center. It's currently a nonprofit organization under the umbrella of the Amateur Athletic Union, or the AAU. Now that sports have returned to Gillette College, Lewis and Rayback don't have much time to dedicate to the organization. And with the Pronghorn Center holding college basketball games again, that accelerated the need for the organization to have its own gym. The gym, which was designed by Kyle Gillette of Schutz Foss Architects, is currently being built by Norton Construction and will open sometime in early 2024, Miller said. It will allow the organization to schedule and plan programs 6 to 8 months in advance. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.